Marina and Samantha, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're the current artist in residence at Manifest Gallery, and you've now been here for several months. I waited to talk with you until after you'd had a chance to settle in, rather than immediately on your arrival, because I wanted to hear how the residency experience is working for each of you. Samantha, suppose we start with you. You've said that you make quiet paintings in a noisy world. Tell us about your work and about your studio space at Manifest.
I have the North Studio in Manifest, which means I have North Light, which, as any observational painter will know, it's unbeatable in terms of the temperature and the quality of the light. I'm an observational painter. I work mostly with oil paint, and lately I have been making interior paintings of my studio space. I've been examining the residue left on the walls and the floor from previous artist inhabitants, and that index of the artist's hand and that history is fascinating to me.
Your home is in Illinois, and your studies were at Northern Illinois University and the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. Your paintings have been seen across the country, but do you have any sense that the Midwest influences your art?
Absolutely. I am a Chicagoan, born and raised, and I am very inspired by the art scene, particularly in Chicago, but in the Midwest in general. A lot of my favorite painters come from this area. There's something about the flatness of the Midwest, I think, that is inspiring to me. I always laugh when I think about that because my current paintings are very landscape-oriented, even though they're interior spaces. There is a clear horizon line in all of my paintings, and it is a very flat horizon line. So I'm sure growing up in the Midwest had something to do with that. But there's also a tremendous amount of support for painting and for representational painting in the Midwest, which is a relatively recent phenomenon. You expect to see a lot of perceptual art in New York and California, but I've been very glad to see it coming back in Chicago in the last couple of years.
Marina, since your graduation from Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts a couple of years ago, you've gone from one residency to another. And I see that you were born in Russia, but now give Alberta, Canada as your home base. How do these multiple geographic experiences affect your art?
It's always interesting to look at how various educational institutions and residencies in various places that I've attended have affected my work in retrospect in particular. For example, when I was living in Philadelphia, I realized that my work actually took on a lot of the color and material and texture of the city around me. I was very drawn to the blue skyscraper glass and the brick of the amazing architecture in Philadelphia, such as City Hall. And I realized later that I was actually working with the same materials in my work. So it'll be interesting to go back to my work and see how Cincinnati has affected it.
Well, you turn your hand to various forms of art. You do drawings and mixed media paintings, sculptures, installations. But light itself is always a factor. Would you tell us something of your response to light?
I'm thrilled that you mentioned that. I think light is, it absolutely connects all of my work, no matter what medium I work with. I think light fascinates me because the duality is very interesting to me. We don't usually notice light itself so much as what it reveals to us, the objects that it reveals to us. So I think in my work, I'm starting to try to bring the viewer's attention to light itself as opposed to the world that it reveals to us.
So tell us a little more about light in your work.
Because light shows us the physical world, because we see form through the combination of light and dark, it's such an important part of our experience of the physical world, but it can also be such an ethereal and ephemeral experience. So I'm really interested in my work to explore where light transforms from showing you the physical world to becoming a metaphysical experience.
Well, I'm also interested to know what each of you thinks of the Cincinnati art scene. Samantha, how does it compare to other places that you know?
I've been very pleasantly surprised by Cincinnati at every turn. It's a small enough city that it is very charming, but it's also big enough that it has all of the culture that you would expect and appreciate. I've been very impressed, of course, with the quality of Manifest's programming. I think Manifest Gallery is a staple in the art scene here and really a cornerstone for East Walnut Hills in particular. But I've also had the pleasure of going with Marina to the Contemporary Arts Center, and we saw a handful of shows there that were quite impressive. So there has been a lot to be inspired by here.
Marina, I'll put the same question to you. Do you find Cincinnati hospitable to art and artists?
I do. Actually, the Contemporary Arts Center that Sam mentioned was the first place in Cincinnati where I felt at home. And so I've been going back to it. And the adjoining Gallery 21C, I think, is also amazing. It's always wonderful to walk into a show not knowing the artist and feel that their work just resonates with you and that your work is in dialogue with them. And that absolutely was my experience the first time I walked into both the CAC and the Gallery 21C.
Tell us something about what you're doing as an artist in residence. What activities are you part of?
You mean besides being in the studio 24/7?
Yeah, that.
I have been teaching for Manifest at their Drawing Center this semester. We just wrapped up the color class for the Drawing Center, which is part of their Drawing Fundamentals series. It's a sequence of four classes that runs throughout the year. Each class is 10 weeks long, and this one was completely devoted to the study of color in its myriad forms. We also have access, as artists in residence, to the Drawing Center's open figure sessions 2 days a week. So Tuesday and Wednesday nights, we can come draw with a very dedicated group of Cincinnati artists, and we can study the live figure, which is an invaluable experience.
So what do you have to add to that?
I've also been teaching at the Drawing Center. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to design a new course that hasn't been taught at Manifest. It was an introduction to figure construction and artistic anatomy. That was very exciting for me because it's one of my first teaching experiences also. I had been an assistant but never had my own class, so that was wonderful. We're also on the jury for some of the exhibitions at Manifest, which has also been a really unique experience. And I think the whole Manifest residency is a very unique combination of experiences.
We've been talking with Samantha Herring and Marina Friedman, the 2015-16 Artists in Residence at Manifest Gallery, 2727 Woodburn Avenue in East Walnut Hills. For more information, cwvxu.org. I'm Jane Durrell.